on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. Helen Shield.
I'm not embarrassed to admit I noticed this man's work because some silver earrings came up in my newsfeed online and I thought, I want them. Tiny shells. The ones Tasmanian Aboriginal women string into the stunning Cunnilla necklaces have been cast in silver and made into earrings. But then I noticed it was by a man, which I definitely have not seen before. And then the more you find out about this man, the more of a unique character he emerges as, I think. Andrew Gall's the artist, a Pakenna man from Lutruwita. He was born in Queenstown, raised in Launceston. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
Yeah, well. Have you come across any other men who work with these shells?
Not the way I do. There are shells out there, but not culturally the way I do.
What was the process of starting to work with them when it's traditionally women who have?
During my honours, I graduated at QCA Griffith University in 2016 with a Bachelor of Contemporary Australian Indigenous Art. I went on to do my honours with the question, can a contemporary jeweller create a culturally significant necklace using modern materials, materials that weren't used by our people? And so did some research, asked around, got permission because it was totally different materials. And you know, as such, the rest is history. I went on to make my honours year, a set of five necklaces, and they incorporated cast king mariners, cast mariners, penguin shells, my stylized echidna quills, and all in 925 sterling silver.
And what's the story of the name of your art?
Karina is our Palawakani for Eagle Hawk. I've had a strong, very, very strong affiliation with the eagle during my hunting through my younger years and everything. And as soon as my sister's involved with, I'm not sure whether reconstituting the language or bringing the language back is the correct word, but, you know, bringing it. And as soon as I heard the name for Eagle Hawk, that's the name I chose to do my artwork under, because I have that. I use the Karina as my spirit guide. He's been there all the time during my hunting, warns me as I was hunting, walking through the undergrowth, and it'd fly over the top and whistle, and I knew to stop because there would be a snake or in front of me somewhere crossing my path. Not that a snake's dangerous, but if you put your foot in front of them, they're going to protect themselves.
Yeah.
So that's sort of it in a nutshell.
Ah, and what was the ring you made for your daughter-in-law?
Oh, that was an engagement ring I made. My son is, and obviously Cassie, they're getting married, and they asked if I could make them rings. So myself, along with my other son, Ben, we designed wedding bands, but I did an engagement ring for her, and the engagement ring was to have had amethyst in the middle and onyx on either side of it. Now, these are shards. I don't use faceted stones because I actually don't know how to do that. But I got some shards. I bought them off Gumtree many years ago from a lady who's, unfortunately, her husband had passed away in his 90s, and she was in her 90s, and they were selling off this bundle of precious and semi-precious rocks that were gathered from my country, from Tasmania.
Wow.
And I thought, I've got to get them. And I bought them. So these came out of that lot. And I made the wax. I set the stones so they would sit nice and beautiful. So I thought in it, sent it off to be cast. It came back and they didn't fit. And and I go, what? And anyway, the amethyst actually moved and it sat down on one side of the ring, and it sat down like I'd actually made that spot for it. It just sat in beautifully.
Oh.
A piece, one of the onyx pieces, went to the other side and did exactly the same. So there was this gap in the middle, and I thought, well, what am I going to do there? And I thought, an engagement ring should have a diamond. So I went through my stones, my rocks, and I found a shard of a Killer Cranky diamond from Killer Cranky Bay on Flinders Island, and it fitted beautifully, and it went together. So you can have all this creativity. You've got a plan on things going, but sometimes the materials work themselves out, and this ring it did, and it came out pretty good.